For as long as he can remember, Matthew Evan Taylor has been intrigued by sound, the sound of human voices, for instance, or the sounds animals make, or the sounds that came from his father's record collection. As a composer, Taylor is transforming those soundscapes into a new kind of classical music, and the Millbury College professor says his compositions have begun to reflect on the turbulence of American politics. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld sat down with Taylor recently for the installment, the latest one in our summer series, Young at Art.
Those feral sounds you're hearing come from a saxophone and an oboe. Expert fingering techniques can turn them into almost bestial instruments. That's precisely the mood Matthew Evan Taylor was going for in this piece he composed in 2015. It's called Les Fauves, and Taylor says the song was inspired by the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old African-American man who died in the custody of the Baltimore Police Department.
All the language that was being used was meant to dehumanize the other side of the argument, and so I started thinking of beasts.
Taylor wanted to turn the oboe and saxophone into the two sides of that argument, wanted their wild and angry notes to become a sonic representation of the ugly national dialogue that followed Gray's death.
The idea being that the words are being used to dehumanize, but they're also kind of bestial things themselves. I was just really struck by how people were, especially in this moment, were talking past each other.
Taylor says today's culture demands a more kinetic kind of music, music with, quote, unhinged rhythms and unbridled expression. And he's part of a reformist movement in a classical music genre that's still dominated by white male composers from the 18th and 19th centuries.
There is space for us to kind of make our voices known, sometimes in subversive ways and sometimes in obvious ways through the arts that will rally people.
Taylor grew up in Birmingham, Alabama, and moved to Vermont in 2016 for a 2-year residency at Middlebury College. He's since become a full-time professor, teaching music theory, improvisation, and composition. Taylor is also composing music, often by commission, and he says that music is sometimes intended to spark conversations about American politics, like this piece he wrote for the bass baritone vocalist Carl DuPont.
Ha! Who benefits? Who suffers? Who is to blame? Who do I blame for my despair? His suffering, her confusion.
The song is called The Reaction. Taylor began composing it in the fall of 2016.
And then the election happened, and I didn't take it very well. And I ripped up the score for that other piece and just was like, okay, you're looking for catharsis. This is catharsis for me.
Taylor's referring to the election of Donald Trump.
Essentially, I knew that I wanted screaming because that's what was going on in my brain.
For Taylor, an African-American man, Trump's election was a jarring backstep from the symbolic triumph that Barack Obama represented.
For us, it really was like, okay, we see this is an attempt to stop that progress. And it's really hard to not see it that way.
Taylor, though, says his music is not just for people who share his politics. That sense of despair that he felt when Trump was elected, he says, is probably very similar to what his conservative friends in Birmingham were feeling when Obama won in 2008. Taylor says he hopes everyone can relate to the feelings that his music tries to express.
I think it's clear just the deterioration of dialogue and desire for understanding between groups of people is pretty bad, and that's what I'm interested in climbing out.
He's also interested in giving new platforms to other artists. Taylor started a series at Middlebury College called New Century, New Voices. The performances showcase the work of primarily living composers who are either women or people of color, two groups underrepresented in mainstream classical offerings.
People don't realize that this is a living tradition. It's not dead.
Taylor says the series has been well-received, and he says he plans to curate more opportunities for lesser-known composers to be heard in Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.